It's time for the good, the bad.
Hold that thought.
And the dumb.
On the Mighty Gwyn Show.
You heard the lady, it is that time of day. When we go to the lighter side of sports, the lighter side of life, to bring you news that is good, news that is bad, news that is dumb. Producer Ron puts this news together for us every single day and normally does a good job. Normally. No pressure on today's.
Aaron Rodgers. Don't worry about it.
It's the Aaron Rodgers show. There you go. Very, very little bad or dumb from Aaron Rodgers.
Exactly.
What you got, Ron?
The good today? I got to start off with Roger Goodell. Normally not really want to enter the good file, but you have to play this out right now. He chose to go to Atlanta this weekend to watch Atlanta host an NFC divisional round against Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And as frequently as he does, being the NFL commissioner, he usually goes to the games.
Usually.
You know, when the playoffs. So, he can't go to Atlanta twice, can he?
Why not?
Because the other one would be where he is beloved the most, in New England.
Yeah. No. That would put him in a little bit of a predicament.
Well, I mean, that's why this is good. I mean, you can't do Atlanta twice. You have to show some love for the AFC.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he wants the Patriots to lose? Do you think he's actively rooting against the Patriots to lose?
It's a love-hate thing because on the one hand, you kind of need the Patriots to win.
But you got the Steelers.
You got the Steelers.
The Steelers will have the Steelers will bring a bigger. I don't know if they'll bring a bigger number than the Patriots, but they're going to bring at least an equal number for the Patriots. Because I mean, think about it. I mean, it's a national fan base. Look, the storyline of Brady coming back from the suspension and going to the Super Bowl is great. I mean, that's just great. But still, it's Big Ben. Whatever. I mean, he would have to that. He tried to destroy the Patriots.
And it failed.
And it failed miserably.
And now he has to be there in person to witness
the crowning. He has to crown their ass. He has to Denny Green them. He does. He has to get up there and crown them. And he's going to have to hand that AFC Championship trophy to Tom Brady, the guy that he tried to – the guy that he literally made a federal case – he's gonna have to hand him the trophy.
Now you're seeing the whole picture. This is gonna be beautiful.
I dearly look forward to this. You know what? We should be rooting for the Patriots just for this.
Just for that alone.
Just for this alone. And then if they do beat the Packers, which I don't think they would. I'll put it this way. I think the Patriots would probably find a way to beat the Falcons, but probably find a way to lose to the Packers. That's the way.
Aaron Rodgers just seems like he's untouchable right now.
Well, yeah, and Matt Ryan is great, but mm-hmm. I don't get the Matt Ryan's not drawing up sandlot plays and making miracles happen. We got way off track there. I'm sorry, but yes, very good from you, Ron.
My bad is the lady dubbed the ice cream killer.
Oh wow,
she this is in Austria, so you're fine. But she apparently, what she was tried for is she apparently murdered both her husband and her ex. What was it? Her ex-husband and her lover. No, her former husband and her lover after they failed to get her pregnant.
Wow.
So she murdered both of them. Not only that, not only did she murder them, she chopped them up into pieces, stuck them in the freezer, and put air fresheners in her freezer just to mask the smell. When neighbors would ask, what was that chainsaw sound? She's like, she was trying out a new ice cream maker. Why is she in my bad, Dylan, for all that? Because she is too dangerous to put in a female prison. She is actually going to an all-male prison.
Really?
Yes.
Well, she's dangerous to males, too, though.
I would think she'd be more dangerous to males. unless she can get pregnant by one of them.
Well, yeah.
Unless she gets it pregnant, you're fine.
Exactly. This is kind of like a reverse Black Widow thing.
I really think she'd make a great mom.
This is
You know what? I'm really happy that nobody's gotten her pregnant. We don't need the we don't need that gene.
We don't need Satan's offspring. Is that what you're trying to go with?
We don't need the Antichrist born in this in this time. Where did you say she was again?
Austria.
Boy? Austria.
So stay away.
Lots of evil people come from Austria.
Yeah.
Hitler. Hitler was Austrian.
Maybe that's what she's trying to do.
Yeah. Okay. That's what she's trying to do. She's trying to. Well, let's do the Hitler thing again. It's been it's been 80 years. I'm going to uncork that one again. No, please spare us that. No.
My dumb for the day is Alabama Google.
Alabama has their own Google?
Well, you know, but Google in Alabama, I guess.
Okay. All right.
You
know, there you go.
If you today and today only, if you're in Alabama and you Googled Alabama DMV, it gave you the address and then a little blurb underneath said, and I quote, Robert E. Lee. It being Robert E. Lee's birthday today may affect DMV hours.
Today is Robert
today.
E. Lee. So, wait a minute. Martin Luther King Day is also the same
day?
I
don't think this isn't Martin Luther King's birthday.
No, but it just happens. Put Martin Luther King Day on the same day as Robert E. Lee's birthday?
It happens
birthday?
To coincide. But
a big coinciding.
Yeah, but I love the fact that that's the reason why Alabama DMV might be affected.
Yeah.
The hours might be affected.
Not Martin Luther King Day.
No.
That wouldn't affect Alabama DMV. Robert E. Lee's birthday is going to affect Alabama DMV.
This is not Alabama.
That's almost too Alabama.
Yeah, I mean, it almost seems made up.
Alabama, can you tone it down a little bit? You're really insisting. Ever since you lost that national championship, You have really insisted upon yourself since then. We on behalf of America, the other 49, and the District of Columbia, we would like, and Puerto Rico, and Guam, we would like for you to tone it down a little bit.
Just a bit.
Just a bit. Stop Alabama-ing so hard, and then maybe things will work out better. Tony D's got you next. Back at you again tomorrow. Peace.